Jazz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
I did this once in my life and said, yeah, I'm good. That's never going to do it again.
Okay.
Doug Hendricks is going to try to do it 100 times in one day.
Will he go blind?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Doug, why would you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane 100 times in a single day?
You haven't seen our planes before. They're not perfectly good.
Oh, ah, that's why they jump out.
That's a good reason.
Each one of the planes yeah. jump out, yes.
Yeah, it's a bit of a personal challenge. I just wanted to see if I can do it and raise money for a good cause at the same time.
Yeah, you're raising money for the Allington Fire Department, and that's the fire correct. Department that will come out if a jumper gets hurt or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like, hey, we appreciate you people.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right. Don't give any business, though.
Right.
That's the goal.
How is this even possible to do 100 jumps in a day? Have you timed this out? You're going to be using different chutes because there's no way you're going to fold that thing and then get back in the plane, right?
Yeah, so I'm planning on using 5 different parachutes, and then I'll have 5 people packing those parachutes on the ground.
Boy, you must have a lot of trust in those people.
Yeah, seriously. They're all good friends of yours. They don't owe you money.
No, they pack for me every weekend. So, you know, it's they're proven. They're proven to work.
Is that the class that takes the longest when you're learning how to do this, like packing the chute?
Yeah, that usually takes a beginner a little while because they're staring at all this nylon and all these lines and confused. But once you get experience, you know how to cut the corners and make it faster.
I'm afraid of heights, and I thought as a way of facing my fear, I would jump out of an airplane. And, you know, it seemed like a good idea until I got on the plane and the plane started taking off.
Right. You're like, oh, crap.
And we weren't even up very high. And the door opens and someone runs off and just runs right out the plane.
That was a pilot, right?
And we're all looking.
Now you gotta jump.
I kind of thought, yeah, does that person know something I don't?
Exactly.
Like, we're all just sitting around and it's quiet and the door opens and the person... Apparently, it was a low-altitude jump.
Oh, okay. That was a stop.
But
okay.
No warning. Right.
No one said, all right, everybody, the door's going to open. This guy's going to... It's just door opens.
Nobody should have done. He just said, I can't take anymore. Just to freak you guys out.
Yeah. And there was that moment of, I mean, a fear that I have never felt in my life when I'm at that door. You're looking down. You're seeing... It's that view of, like, the counties.
Like a map.
Yeah, it looks like a map.
I saw it on Google.
And I was fearing literally for my life. Right. And I'm tied to a guy who knows what he's doing.
Right.
You know?
Awkward.
And
maybe.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Oh, jeez.
You're right. And he came off as a stoner, a fun stoner. Right. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, great.
I was supposed to get G.I. Joe, who did a million jumps for the military, like in harsh conditions at night in war.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's who I want.
Yeah.
I get there. He goes, I have to go up right now because there's a storm coming in. So we're going to give you this guy.
Toast.
And he walks away. I'm like, did G.I. Joe just say there's a storm coming in?
Right. They should tell me apart.
Wait, hold it. I'm no scientist, but.
Yeah, I'm not going up there when there's a storm coming.
Yeah, then this guy came over. It's like all jokes. Hey, man, how you doing? I don't know. Does the fest go on like this?
Oh,
it's
God.
Just all jokes.
Oh, didn't he call you AJ?
No, that was the camera guy.
Right.
But it was at Ellington where Doug jumps out of.
Okay.
But when it came time to jump out, I couldn't do it.
Right.
And I just, you know, there was this whole class. I'm like, all right, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and we go. And
you go.
Let your... Arms and feet go backwards.
Okay.
So like you're like kind of in a curve position.
Right. And it looks funny too for photos.
You're a banana.
Right.
And I couldn't do it. And I just held on like a cat.
Right.
To that doorway.
Right.
And I am pressing my feet down. I am fixed. Like you're not getting me out.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, you got to jump. I said, F you. And boom, he pushes me out the door.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no.
Nope.
I got down to the ground and I thought, I'm glad I did it. Glad it's over. Never do it again.
Life
You're
going to
do that 100 times in a day.
You're glad you did it?
How many jumps is that per hour?
So it's about a jump every 5 minutes that I'm planning on.
Wow. How is that possible?
So multiple planes then, right?
No, so I have only one plane, but the difference from doing that tandem skydive to what I'm doing is I'm only going up to about 2,500 feet. And you do a tandem, you go about to 13,000 feet. So it's a big difference in the time it takes the plane to climb.
Oh, so you're one of those guys that jumped out early.
Right.
Yep, that'll be me.
Yeah, when that door opened. Hey, was that Doug?
Yep, that was.
All right, so you're the only guy in the plane. You're going to jump at 2,500 feet. And so that's a quick release, right? You jump and pull?
Exactly. I exit the plane, immediately pull the parachute, and then hustle down to the ground to land quickly.
Wow.
And don't be landing in the path of the plane as it's coming down.
Right.
No. Oh, geez.
Or you pull the chute too fast and it gets caught in the wing, and then now it's pulling you around.
Right.
What's that banner on the back of that? Oh, that's Doug.
Right. Yeah. When it goes to runway land, you guys are like running immediately. So you get dragged.
Right.
Run quickly. There's a guy chasing a plane. Yeah, no, don't do that.
That would not be a good day.
No, it's not. No.
No. That's it seems awfully efficient and a lot of pressure. Every 5 minutes you have to be pulling, right? Like I'm pulling my chute every 5 minutes. So that gives you 5 minutes to get in the plane goes up, you go out, pull, come down to the earth safely, get out, unstrap your parachute, strap another one on, get into the plane that just landed, take off, jump again. That's 5 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm planning on having some like drinks and snacks inside the plane, because that'd be my break on the like a minute and a half trip up to altitude.
I was just going to ask about food.
You know, if you did 50, I'd be impressed.
What about the bathroom?
Yeah, what about
it? Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'll have to, I'll try to squeeze that in where I can.
Like,
you mean squeeze it out?
Yeah, really. What's that coming down?
All right, so you're starting at sunrise, and you'll go a jump every 5 minutes, and what time will that bring you to? What time do you think that, according to that schedule, you'll hit 100?
Yeah, so that brings you to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and so that leaves about a 5 hour buffer of time before sunset around 8 o'clock, and so I'll have time in case things sort of don't go to plan.
Okay, so that gives you room for your bathroom break or
a large
parachute's not ready, whatever.
Thanks.
Do you think five shoots will be enough?
Yeah, I'd go with 10, man.
So I'm planning on using 5, but I'll have about 5 extra as well in case something, the one's not ready or something,
And then the plane has to refuel, right?
Yep, so the plane's going to refuel every 3 hours or so. So there'll be 3 fueling stops. So that'd be a good opportunity for me to take a 10-minute break as well.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
This is
marathon.
Think about this.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's like an Evel Knievel thing, really, because if there's a mistake, well then.
Right.
Yeah, okay then.
Okay then.
It is what it is.
The whole Ellington Fire Department thing.
Doug was a great guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the best.
Unless in a tree somewhere.
So you have a backup parachute too, right?
Yep. So inside the gear, there are 2 parachutes. The main parachute and the reserve parachute, and that reserve parachute is packed by a FAA-certified professional. And then on top of that, there's also what's called an automatic activation device, essentially a small computer that's on your back, and it measures how fast you're falling. And so basically, if you don't do anything when you exit the plane, that device will automatically fire the reserve parachute for
you. Awesome. Wow. That's great.
That's great. That's a good
feeling. Yeah, there's plenty of safety devices built into the gear.
Yeah, you don't want the one that like opens on impact. It was made by an airbag company.
You know what? You know,
the Wile E. Coyote kind.
Things in China, great. Make it in China, fine. Right. But, you know, the parachute, I like that to say made in the USA.
Exactly right. Yeah, where they value life.
What are your concerns? Wind?
The ground.
Birds.
The ground. That could be a concern. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So skydiving is definitely a weather-dependent activity. If we're high winds are a concern, clouds are a concern, rain. So we have a weather date scheduled for the following day. So in case there is weather, okay, we can push it back. But other than that, it's basically just there's really no sort of major concerns looming. It's just hopefully I can
fatigue
all the ground crew and fatigue and everything feels good to keep going all day.
Right. So obviously no drinking the night before.
Nope, I'll be going to bed early.
Okay.
Yeah, how do you think you'll feel? Let's just say this happens, right? And you do it and you get over 100 jumps. That sets a record because the current record is what?
Two.
About 61.
61.
Oh, yeah, you're way over there. I'll do 62. Screw it. Go home early.
All you need is one, really.
Exactly. Don't be an overachiever.
Yeah, for God's sake.
Break the record and call it a day.
Exactly. Be drinking beer by noon.
Bar high, you know?
Yeah. The next day, let's just say you do 100 jumps, where is it going to be sore? Right in your crotch, right?
You know, the gear is actually pretty comfortable. It's a little bit different than the gear you have on a tandem. But I think I'll be pretty sore in, like, my upper body, to be honest.
Like, why is that? Steering?
Yeah, steering and also just putting the gear on and having sort of this 20-pound backpack on for most of the day.
Yeah, my throat would be really sore. I'm screaming.
That almost made sense.
It did, yeah. I had a little choke in between there.
Horse and sore.
Have you ever had a close call jump or a jump where you thought, this might not go well?
Honestly, no.
Good, don't start.
I've had to use my reserve parachute a few times. That's sort of par for the course. The rate is about 1 in 1,000, but I mean, there's people with 10,000 plus jumps who've never used it.
Right.
But I mean, you're trained for those moments, and it's like your body is working faster than your mind can even process. So it's all just muscle memory at that point.
So what happens? The chute wasn't folded right, and then it, it's just like flapping, and then you have to decide, what do you let it go? You have to like cut it loose somehow. There's probably a cord for that, and then you pull the back up.
That's right. Yep, exactly. And also, like, you're throwing a bunch of nylon into the wind at 120 miles an hour, so some things can get pretty weird sometimes.
For the plane or for other jumpers?
No, just for yourself. I mean, there's been no sort of incidents recently with the plane or other jumpers. We really take safety quite seriously at our facility.
Oh, no, Ellington is great.
I mean,
you guys do a great job there. I don't know if you're involved in it, but I know you go there. I've been there. That's where I jumped. It's a great, great place. However, you know, when you're doing this tandem thing, they show you a video.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little safety video.
Right.
And they, one of the scenes in the video, they show an ambulance going out to the field.
Nope.
I'm like, nah, it's not going to be an ambulance.
No.
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 It's going to be a darker vehicle.
It's going to be a backhoe.
With no windows.
It's going to be a guy with a shovel.
With a mop.
Yeah.
Right.
You've made some memorable jumps, right, Doug?
Yeah.
One was coming into the Yard Goat Stadium.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was me and my friend Mark, and that was like the first Yard Goats game played in Dunkin' Donuts Stadium. So that was a super cool experience, just flying over all the Hartford buildings and then coming into land.
That's when you know you're good, because they're not going to get like the eighth best guy to fly into the stadium opening day. It's full of people.
Right.
Let's get the eighth best guy.
Right. He lands on 91.
No, we want
the... Right. Yeah. I get caught on the 18-wheeler.
The other guy's in the press booth. Sorry!
Where is he? He's heading south. If the guy makes a U-turn, he should be here in a couple of hours.
Was that a little stressful? Like, I got to come in and land right here.
Of course, yeah. You're definitely a little, like, your senses are a little bit heightened. But to do a jump like that, you have to have a special rating, and not many people have that rating. It's pretty difficult to achieve.
Oh, wow.
So you know the people that with this rating are qualified to do things like this.
Is that like an anchor? That would be like a military type rating?
Yeah, it's called a professional rating or a professional demonstration rating, where you have to prove that you can land in a very tight area. 10 times in a row to get it.
Oh, wow.
It's like shooting for cork and darts.
Yeah, all right. You can do this once, but can you do it 10 times in a row?
Exactly right.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, and then it's sort of you're getting that rating and you reach number 9 and you messed up, you go back to 0. So it's do or die, essentially.
Literally, do or
literally.
Die.
It's really something that Doug's, he is a professional skydiver. He's going to attempt to break the record for a single day amount of jumps. And he's not only going to try to break, he's going to try to smash the record. Record is 61. He's going to try to hit 100 or more.
Almost break it twice.
And this is, how do we help you raise money for this?
So I have raffle tickets for people to enter to win prizes at our drop zone. And that's online at skydivect.com/record.
Okay. And when are you doing this jump?
Right now.
This jump is on this upcoming Tuesday, June 15th.
Okay.
A Tuesday,
right,
wow.
Very good. Why, what do you think you should do, a Saturday?
No, you know, a Tuesday. You don't hear about Tuesdays. It seems like a Friday or Saturday or Sunday. It's like Tuesday, really?
Well, you're going to get more news coverage on a Tuesday.
This is true, and I was going on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're doing it on a weekday, so it's a little bit slower for different air traffic in the area, and also like business is slower.
That's smart.
Okay.
All right, well, we want to talk to you the next day.
Great.
All right, we wish you luck. Thank you.
Yeah, man, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. You're going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll have a new record.
Great, thank you.
All right, thank you, Doug.
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Thank you.
It's time for Chaz and AJ, Dumbass News.
Okay.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. We were just talking to Doug Hendricks, professional skydiver. He's going to try to make 100 jumps in one day in Ellington.
Yes.
All right, so that's that. And then now, dumbass news, radio personality jumps out of airplane. Yeah, so I was talking about this with Doug, my one experience.
Yes.
My only experience jumping out of a plane if the plane is running correctly.
Yes.
So I recorded this. It's a montage. Do you want to play it and listen or play it and stop and comment? If anyone needs an explanation on something, right. Just put your finger up and we'll stop. Okay. This is Chaz. I jumped from an airplane. And here's the audio.
Look at me way up high. Suddenly, here am I. I'm flying.
After filling out the paperwork at Connecticut Parachutists Incorporated in Ellington, Connecticut, I met my jump instructor.
Coco, we're jumping together.
What's up, man?
Then
The guy's name is Coco.
Coco.
Yeah, Coco.
Man, like, what's up, man?
Yeah, I hear that, Mike. See you.
Right.
No Coco.
Like there was a cloud behind the barn and he comes out. Yeah, what's up, man?
Yay.
Like,
want some?
What's up, man?
Then I watched an informative video.
By signing this document, you state that you understand that by making a tandem parachute jump, you risk serious injury or even death caused by any reason.
Jumping with us was our photographer.
Did you laugh?
That was nervous laughter.
What did Casey Kasem voice that? And now it's about folks going to the ground and dying. I'm Casey Kasem.
Or even death. Right? This was our photographer, RPM.
And I'm RPM.
RPM and Coco.
That's it. Glad to be major.
Wow. After I put on a bright blue jumpsuit, Coco helped me.
What did... Proud to be major?
Glad to be major?
No, I think he was telling us what...
I think RPM stands for something.
Yeah. Round to be major?
Right.
RPM.
RPM and Coco.
That's it. Glad to be major.
After I put...
I'm proud to be major.
Right. Well, this is who I'm jumping with. Two great guys, but right. You know.
Can't even get his name right.
Yeah, Coco and Ken talk.
Great guys.
Yeah.
Major. After I put on a bright blue jumpsuit, Coco helped me put on the harness, which fastens me to him. It's the only thing that keeps me from free falling to the earth.
Shouldn't this be like a little tighter?
It should be. But...
Has Coco ever jumped before?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be, but.
No big deal.
Yeah, it should be, but.
It's
I don't want
fine.
To hear should be butt.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It should be.
Has Coco ever jumped before?
Oh, yeah. Coco's a badass swooper, man. Right. He's pretty good.
Pretty soon, he's going to let him go by himself.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I've been training for this for a while now.
Chaz, did Coco tell you after you get done with your skydive with that fancy suit on, he wants you to change the oil in the plane?
Yeah, no problem. That means I'm going to make it.
Right.
Jumping jokes.
Yeah,
make
it. Yeah, if I get to change the oil in the plane, that means I made it.
Successfully, yes.
Fine.
Right.
I'll do it.
No
right.
problem. I'll put it on the tires, too. I'll watch the plane.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to kiss the ground.
Right.
Right.
I am going to make it.
Right.
Once the harness was on, it was time to go through the details of how to properly leave the airplane.
Let's pretend this is the door right here. We're going to face the front, just like this. All right, I'm going to tell you to put your head up. I want you grabbing your harness here, head all the way back. All right, and you're going to hang for me, and you're going to curl your feet in that banana position, okay? Got it?
No.
All right. You're going to drop your feet up, and you're going to try to kick me in the butt.
You know what? I couldn't hear anything because my brain was saying, what the hell are you doing?
Right. Stop this. Stop this.
Don't be here.
Wrong.
Get out
wrong,
now. Wrong. This is all
wrong,
bad.
Get
wrong.
Get in your car.
Bad.
Head to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Try to kick me in the butt.
Okay, and you're going to hold me up.
I'm going to hold you up.
Cool. Just think you're a big banana, like you said.
When we pull, all right, once we open the parachute, we'll go over landing procedures.
Wouldn't we want to do that now?
There's too much to think about.
Then our pre-flight interview.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Chaz.
Chaz, welcome to Connecticut Parachutes. I'm Roger, and I get to shoot you a tandem video today. Are you excited?
RPM.
You know what that stands for? Revolutions per minute. That's all about speed with me and Coco here. And you're going to our world today. You got your harness on.
This is Coco's first day with this particular harness.
Yes, it is.
So we're still finding like things that weren't strapped, and little inconsistencies like this.
Yeah, he's messing with you. Chaz, we're going to go up 14,000 feet, which is about 2.5 miles up.
Wow.
Way up there in that blue sky up there, man. We're going to free fall for an average probably 60 seconds at an average speed of 120 miles an hour, possibly 140 miles an hour.
Once
the parachute opens, you're going to have a nice little sightseeing view for about 4 or 5 minutes, so you land, and I'm going to be down on the ground before you. But Chaz, the most important thing about this skydive is for you to relax, have a lot of fun. Okay. Is there anything you want to say to anybody back at the station, home, friends, or anything before you go to my playground up there in the sky? I can guarantee you're going to say a lot.
Wow.
Does that have a nice day?
It's giving me anxiety hearing you getting ready to jump.
He's not even in the plane yet.
I know, but
seriously,
I'm nervous.
I had to poop.
I literally est a brick.
Wow.
The station, home, friends, or anything before you go to my playground up there in the sky? I can guarantee you're going to say a lot more than that when you get to the ground, brother.
And now it's time to board the plane.
What am I doing? Coco's nervous.
Take off time.
Down.
I know. Everybody on the plane is excited.
Right.
And as we're going up, I'm looking around and I see one person on the plane with the fear of death.
Miracle
you?
In their eyes. No. And we look at each other, we meet eyes, and we like connected souls.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, we're going to die, right? And he's looking at me like, yeah, we're going to die. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
That was a mirror.
<It's>, at least someone else on the plane knows.
Right.
We're going to die.
That was the pilot. Yeah.
Hello, Chaz. First part, we made it off the ground.
Well, I wasn't really serious about this. I didn't really want to jump. I just wanted to come up for the plane ride.
AJ, you
AJ's a
But he's a smart one.
So we get 2.5 miles above the earth. The giant plane door opens. Wind's blowing in the plane. Jumpers are tumbling out the door.
We just lost a guy.
Coco and I get up. We're strapped together. We start walking that long walk towards the door. My heart's beating so loud. I can't hear my inner voice telling me not to do it. I get to the door. I look down. And I just hear myself say, no way. And I hear Coco screaming at me to pick my legs up. And just as I pick my legs up, I feel a little push behind me and we're out the door. And we pull the chute.
Is that you?
It's coming out my ass.
You're trying to flap.
Yeah! I hope you don't get nauseous, buddy!
I'm
starting to.
All right.
Oh, he's doing fun stuff.
Right.
Fun if you're into it.
Fun.
Swirling around.
Yeah, you don't want to have fun.
Doing all that, like tricks.
Yeah, I just want to go on the ground now.
And now I'm starting to get like on that carnival ride where you're like, you know.
Right. If you puke, it's going to go straight
up. Everybody might see my lunch.
You know?
Yeah. Straight up to him.
It'll go straight to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. How much more is there?
Like a minute and a half.
Yeah, we won't make it, but go ahead.
Woo! All right.
Wow.
Yeah, AJ, you
Why is it me?
Our photographer, RPM, lands first.
Here comes Wait. AJ.
First of all, it's Chaz.
Right. Why is that so hard?
What was that sound?
We're gonna come back to it in a second.
He meant to say Chaz, but you know, he just said. So I think maybe he hurt himself.
Right.